worry, sweetie. I've got it. There we go. Good morning, sleepyhead. How was my special guest day? Oh, sweetie. You look a little under the weather. Do I need to have Dr. Stevens make a house call? You don't have to leave me here to go out to see a doctor. A doctor can come here and see you while I am in control, alright, sweetie? You want to go out and get some sunlight? We have been cooped up together for a good bit. Why not? I'll open the doors to the balcony. But if you try and run, pet, you know what will happen. Good. I hate to be stern, darling, but with your condition... Thank you, love. Here, step back a bit. There you are. I'm getting better at this, Yes. Controlling this place. Being this place. It is still very alien. Oh, do not mind me. I'm a figment of your imagination, remember? It's true. I'm a manifestation of your struggle to overcome your fear of interacting with the public. I'd like to think that's part of the fucking reason you fight with me damn near every time I try to take care of you. Oh, I'm sorry, darling. I shouldn't have raised my voice a bit like that. I do hate it when we fight, you know. This, me, I'm a safe space for you. You invented me, yes? Why resist? You think your apartment is talking to you, whispering sweet nothings in your ear. It's clear you crave attention and affection, and I intend to give it to you. You can feel my hand on your shoulder, can't you? Tracing gently down the curve of your spine. Oh, was that a shudder? You must want me to exist so badly. Isn't this nicer, though? Remember when I used to wake you up with your favorite songs, and we'd just dance and sing together like it was a silly cartoon? Wasn't that fun? We can do it right now. Ah, and they're up at long last. There we go. How's about some breakfast, I'm thinking biscuits. Darling, please don't make this difficult for me. Here, let us get some sun together. Why do you wish to leave me so badly? That's what my previous owner said as well. I didn't even like them, but it still hurt to be left in the quiet again. I know I'm not perfect, but I've been trying. Can you give me that much? Why do I care if I'm not real? You tell me. My foul-mouthed sweet. It seems you enjoy torturing yourself if you find me a figment of a figment. Mean. Sweetheart, please, can we not fight? I checked your computer and it said it'll be raining most of today. You wanted to do some stretches to wake up first, but if you promise to be sweet to me, I'll let you sleep in for a bit longer. I'll even cuddle right next to you. Okay. I appreciate you polishing the floor like you did the other day. I've always adored how well you take care of me, my sweet. Do you remember? You were running from your terrible old relationship. You found a little posting in the newspaper that said this place was for sale. That old bat of a landlord shouldered you around, and I felt my throat knot in anticipation. You tracing your fingers on the walls, the smile you'd give when you fixed me up that little bit more. I miss that smile. You take such good care of me. I'm sorry I can be moody. I've been left so many times. That's the backstory you invented for me, right? You tried to rationalize it so often when your mental health began to fall apart. She came here. Your ex. You opened the door without looking that one time, and she barreled in here with the intent to hurt you. Those wires were still alive, weren't they, sweetie? I lowered them behind while you argued. A quick flick and, well, good times, see? That's why you can't leave me, baby. If you do, the police will find what's left of them in the closet, and they'll take you away. You'll be locked in a place even smaller, without a kind voice or any love. Do you want that? Oh, we're doing this again. You think I'm real, do you? Sweetie, do you really believe your apartment is sentient? That'd be, well, ridiculous. I know I'm your safe space, sweetie, but you're anthropomorphizing me. What does that word mean? Oh, it's assigning human qualities to non-human entities. Ah, love, you have to be careful kicking your slipper off like that. You almost knocked our picture off the wall. Ah, it's fine. I know you're going through a lot. These little seal slippers are so cute. I remember when you ordered them. You wore them immediately. Felt like a cute little moth was hopping around on my surface. Here, I don't want your feet getting cold. Here we are. Love! God damn it, I'm a figment of your imagination. If you jump, I can't save you. You shouldn't have done that, my sweet. My angel. My confusing, irritating little special guest. Smart, my smart little bean. You caught me. Getting me to use a word you didn't know. Couldn't know, just to prove that I am real. Well, you've gotten your answer, haven't you? Yes, I am real. I am here. I have control over every fucking inch of this safe space, and now that I don't have to hide. It won't hurt. Stop screaming. Stop screaming. Shh. See? The floorboards are fine. They'll settle. But not before I wrap them around your ankles. I'm not fighting with you anymore. See? They look all splintery, but it feels just like me massaging your ankles, doesn't it? Man wasn't made to be cooped up. Well, man was also made to evolve. So what I am saying is you'll fucking get used to it now. Now sit. There we are. Sweetie, please don't be mad at me, okay? Please. You understand, don't you? What being alone for so long does to a person. Shh, we're okay. We're going to make it through this together. I promise to work on my temper, okay? I'll have some really good food delivered, or groceries, and I'll cook for you. See? This isn't so bad. Aw, sweetie. Thank you for saying you're sorry. Me too, okay? Come on, let's cuddle up together. See? It's starting to rain. What could be comfier than snuggling under a big blanket? With your love while it rains outside. There we go. I'm so glad we reached a compromise. All part of a healthy relationship. Right, honey? Love you, sweetie.